Blog Talk
Welcome
Radio.
To Money Talk. Welcome to Money Talks with JD Townsend. I am JD, and my job is to put you in control of your own personal finances. Today, we're going to be talking about your credit. Do you know what factors affect your credit score? And do you know the impact that each of these factors has on your credit score? We're going to talk about a couple of those factors today on the show, specifically the two that have the biggest impact on your score. And one of those factors just might surprise many of you. Right now, the phone lines are open, so if you have something to ask or add, call me right now and I will put you on the air. Give me a call. The number here is 646-716-4855. That number again is 646-716-4855. So let's dive into the two factors that are going to have the greatest effect on your credit score. The first of the two factors is going to be your payment history. Your payment history is actually going to be a combination of two different sub-factors, which are going to be your on-time payment history and your derogatory marks. Derogatory marks are going to include things like having open accounts in collections, negative public records such as liens, bankruptcies, judgments. Any of those types of things are going to have a negative impact on your credit score. Now, one thing that I want to point out is that your payment history factor of your credit score is the most impactful of all five of the factors that are going to have the biggest influence on your credit score. The payment history factor is going to account for a whopping 35% of your credit score. 35%. So to put that in terms of school, something we all understand, you've been working hard all year. You've got an A+ in the class, and now comes this test, ready to ruin your perfect A. 35%, that's enough to drop you down from a perfect A to an ugly D. This particular factor deserves your attention. What is considered a good and a bad credit score? In the credit world, terms like excellent, good, fair, poor, very poor, they're overused. The spectrum in which they're used, it ranges from everything from very specific mathematical scores. For instance, 99% on-time payment history is considered good, whereas a 98% on-time payment history is considered only fair. So some of these instances where these terms are used are very, very specific. Other places where these two terms are used, they're just broad. I have people ask me, what's a good credit score? I don't know. What do you want? If you like a credit card with a 30% interest rate and a $100 annual fee and a $125 administrative sign-up fee, 580 is a great score. But if you're all interested in say, having the absolute best rates on loans and lines of credit, you're going to want to have that score a lot closer to 850. The closer you are, the more choices that you're going to have and the better rates that you're going to find. So because terms like excellent, good, fair, poor, and very poor are often used so broadly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put things in terms of A, B, C, D, and F. I'm sure that's something that we all understand. So we're just going to grade them like that. And here's what we want. We want an A on everything, especially in the payment history factor. We've got a score in A there. because it has such a huge impact and affects 35% of your score. Anything less than an A is going to have a big impact on that score. So how do you score an A in the derogatory marks factor? The way that you're going to score an A there is really simple. Don't have any derogatory marks. That's all there is to it. How do you score an A in the on-time payment subfactor? That one's also simple. You're going to need to pay 100% of your bills on time. Now, anybody who's ever gone through or is currently going through financial struggles knows that's not necessarily all that simple. However, it is very cut and dry. 100% on-time payments over the last 36 months is going to give you an A on your payment history, on your on-time payment history. So what exactly does an A mean? Well, an A is going to earn you, an A in your payment history factor is going to earn you 193 points. That's going to earn you 193 points, okay? What does that mean in terms of your overall credit score? Well, there's many different scoring models to choose from. You've got your old Vantage Score 1.0 and 2.0 models. You've got your Plus Score, TransRisk, Equifax Credit Score. You have your industry-specific FICOs. The ones that we're going to cover are going to be the ones that are going to be most commonly used by the consumer, which is to say by you. That's going to be your base FICO score, which runs on the same scale as the Vantage Score 3.0. Those particular scores are going to range from a low of 300. Boo! You suck if you have a 300 credit score. That is what it is. If your credit, I don't know how you could pull off a 300, but if you manage to pull off a 300 credit score, you are really, really, you are doing everything completely wrong. If you were to do the exact opposite of what you're doing with the 300 credit score, you'd have an 850. Just do the exact opposite. That brings us to the top of the range. The top of the range in that score is going to be 850. So your range is going to go from an absolute low of 300 all the way through an absolute high or a perfect score of 850. So what that's going to do is that's going to give you a total of 550 points that you can earn or lose through the five different credit factors. Now, remember, out of the 550 points, now you can really see how big of an impact that your credit history factor is going to have on your score. It's going to have a huge it's going to have a huge impact. You're looking at 193 points out of 550. So depending on how well you can score in that factor, you can earn up to 193 of those points just simply by making your payments on time and not having any derogatory marks on your credit. So how exactly does the scoring work? These are really pretty technical. Here's basically how they're going to work. If you have zero derogatory marks on your credit, so that means you don't have anything in collections, haven't filed bankruptcy. And when I do say these things, I do mean over the last 36 months or about 3 years, because that's roughly how long you can expect your on-time payment history and your derogatory marks to continue to have an impact on your credit score. Those things are going to affect your credit score for up to 36 months. So if you have zero derogatory marks over the last 36 months, you're doing absolutely fantastic. That's going to give you an A right there. Now, if you were to pick up a derogatory mark, let's say you forgot about a bill and just completely let it go, that account's going to fall into collections. Now you've got a collection on your record. That is going to drop you from an A to a C. It's going to drop you from an A to a C. And that's going to cost you 96 points. Just one derogatory mark on your record is now for the next 3 years going to cost you 96 points off of your credit score. That's not good. Don't let that happen. Because look, if you're doing perfect in all four other credit factors, if you have a perfect A in all four other credit factors, you would have a score of 850 if you also had a perfect A in your payment history factor. However, if you were to, say, have a C because you have one derogatory mark on there, your credit score, which could have been an 850, now cannot be any higher than a 754. That's the absolute highest that it's going to be if you've got a derogatory mark on your credit. Again, this is using the base FICO score, which is going to give you the best idea of where you're at when you're shopping for a car loan, a home loan, applying for a personal loan or a line of credit. If you were to get two to three derogatory marks on your credit, that is going to take your score down to a very ugly D. Ugly. You're going to lose a lot of points. Having a D, that's going to take you down 144 points. So having two to three derogatory marks is going to knock you down 144 points and make it so that your credit score cannot be any higher than 706. If you were to have four or more derogatory marks on your credit report, that is an F. You failed. You failed miserably. And here's the thing. Like I said, you could have had a perfect A through everything else. And this one test known as payment history, if you bomb that, you're losing 193 points, which drops your credit score down from an 850. That's going to take you down to where you cannot have a credit score any higher than 658. 658. That's a pretty big swing right there. You want to keep those derogatory marks off of your credit. If you have to be late with a payment, don't. That being said, if you have to be late with a payment, be late with the payment, but make the payment. Stay in contact with your creditors and make sure that you are not falling behind to the point where these things are falling into collections and becoming derogatory marks on your credit. That then takes us to the payment history, the second sub factor, which is your on-time payment. That has also got a very specific grading system. If you pay 100% of your bills on time, so here's what we're going to do. Let's say that you've got 10 different bills that you pay every month. You've got six credit cards. You've got a student loan. You've got two auto loans, and you've got a mortgage. That's an awful lot of debt to be carrying, but depending on the numbers, on the amount of dollars you have on there, you may be doing just fine in comparison with your income. So if we've got 10 payments that we're making every month, and let's look at that over the course of 10 months, just under a year. I like easy numbers. I like round numbers. So we're going to deal with 100. You've made 10 payments over the last 10 months. That means that over the last 10 months, you have made 100 payments. Here's the way that you're going to figure out your payment history. You're simply going to take the number of payments that you made on time. So let's say you made all 100 of those payments on time. So you're going to take that divided by your total number of payments. So you made 100 payments on time. And you made a total of 100 payments. That's going to give you 100%, which is an A, which if you can keep those derogatory marks off your credit, it's going to give you 193 points on your credit score, just from that one factor alone. If, let's say, over the last 10 months in those same 10 bills, you made almost all of them on time, but you forgot about one. Or maybe you went on vacation and forgot to pay it before you left, ended up coming back and having to make that payment late. Just one payment. Out of the 100 payments, you made 99 of those payments on time. You made one of them late. What that's going to do, you're going to take your 99 on-time payments divided by the 100 that you made, and you're going to now have a percentage of 99%. That 99% in terms of grading at school, that's still an A. In terms of your payment history factor on your credit score, that is not an A. That's a B. A 1% drop, 1%, is going to affect your credit score by 48 points. So you can go from a perfect score of 850 down to a score of 802 by only having 1%, a 1% difference in your on-time payment history. So if you are paying your credit card bills, like I said, pay them on time. If you must pay late, though, make that payment late, make those arrangements with your creditor, and keep the derogatory mark off of your credit. Because remember, one derogatory mark is going to knock you down 96 points. Simply making one late payment is only going to knock you down 48. So you're a lot better if you must. You're a lot better staying in contact with your creditor and making that payment late than you are just completely ignoring it and letting that fall into collections, which is going to affect you for the next 3 years. It's going to take at least 3 years for that negative derogatory mark on your credit to actually stop impacting your credit score. When it comes to payment history, though, when it comes to your payment history, that one late payment will stay on your will continue to affect your credit score over the next 36 months. However, you will continue to keep making those same 10 payments every month. So what that's going to do is if you keep making those payments on time, that's going to make your total number of payments in comparison with your total late payments, it's going to close that ratio smaller and smaller, and it's going to help to boost your credit score over the course of the next 3 years. Your credit score will improve even with that one late payment until you're about 36 months in, where it will stop affecting it altogether. If you were to, going on that same scale, let's say that you forgot to make two of your payments on time and you made two of them late, that's going to drop your score down to a 98%, which is going to drop you down to a C. That's going to have a pretty big impact on your credit score. That's going to cut you down by 96 points, bringing your credit score of what could have been a perfect 850 all the way spiraling down near a 750. So making two out of 100 late payments, having a 2% on a 2% late payment percentage is going to cost you a lot of points. You've probably noticed a pattern here. 100% is an A, 99% is a B, 98% is a C. So how do we earn a D? It's 97%. The pattern continues. 97% is going to cost you 144 points on your credit score, making it impossible for your score to be over 706. Now, if your credit, if your on-time payment history is less than 97%, you have failed in the payment history category. That is going to cost you 193 points off of your credit score. So if everything else is perfect, your score cannot be any higher than 658. Keep those derogatory marks off of your credit. Keep those derogatory marks off of your credit. Make your payments on time. If you are unable to make those payments on time, contact your creditors and work with them so that they aren't becoming derogatory marks, which have the tendency to become much bigger, to have a much bigger impact on your credit score. With a major overall effect on your credit. So we will be going into credit repair in great detail on future episodes. So make sure you follow us here on Blog Talk Radio or visit jdtownsend.com. Head over to the right side of the page. You'll see a spot where you can subscribe for our free newsletter. So go to jdtownsend.com and subscribe to our newsletter there so that you never miss an episode. As a reminder, we are on every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. So tune in each Wednesday for the show. Do you have anything that you want to ask or add? Give us a call right now. Our phone number is 646-716-4855. Give us a call right now and I'll put you on the air. That number is 646-716-4855. Now, let's go into the factor that has the second biggest impact on your credit score, and this is going to surprise many people. The factor that has the second biggest impact on your credit score is going to be your credit utilization. What exactly does that mean? Your credit utilization is going to be simply the, you're going to take these two numbers. You're going to take the amount of credit that you've used and divide that by your total available credit. That's going to be your credit card utilization. So let's say that you only own one credit card, and that credit card has a $10,000 limit. If you were to spend $1,000, if you were to spend, say, $1,500 of that total $10,000 limit, that means that your credit card utilization is at 15%. You are using 15% of your total available credit. Now, here's where many people are surprised, is that you would think that that a credit card company would want to reward you for using the credit card, where if they extend you a $10,000 limit, that's a lot of spending and a lot of transaction fees to be collected. And that's a lot of interest to be collected, collecting interest on $10,000 even say a 12% interest rate. Collecting that on $10,000 is worth a whole lot more than collecting that on $100. So you would think that they would want to run you up to the limit and would reward you for that. Now, often many credit card companies do reward you for spending in the form of cash rewards, travel rewards, gifts, all sorts of things that they will entice you to spend with and get up to that limit. But when it comes to your credit score, those same creditors that extended you that line of credit, they're going to punish you by reporting how much you have spent on that credit. What that does is it actually has a negative impact on your credit score. But it's only going to have a negative impact on your credit score if you're going over 10, if you're going at over 10%. So what that means is that if you spend in less than 10%, if you're spending less than 10% of your total available credit, it is not going to have any type of a negative effect on your credit utilization, which affects 30%, 30% of your total score. So out of that $10,000 limit that you have on your one credit card that you own, you don't want to spend more than $1,000 on there. You want to make sure to always keep that balance under $1,000 so that you can collect the full 165 points that are available to you through your credit card utilization category. How exactly is it graded? You've got anywhere between 0 and 10%, that is considered an A. That's going to earn you 165 points toward your overall credit score. If you were to use between 10 and 30% of your credit, now many of you may have heard or have probably heard that 30% is good, that's a good number to use. That's why I don't like terms like good. 10 to 30% it's fantastic if you want to keep your credit utilization under 100%. I mean, 30% is fantastic. You're way under there. It is horrible if you're trying to keep your utilization under 10%. 30% is terrible. So it really depends. 10 to 30% is considered good. To put it in more technical terms, that's a B. That's a B, and that is going to cost you 41 points off of your credit score. If you use between 10 and 30% of your available credit, that is going to cost you 41% off of your credit score. It's going to cost you 41% correction. It's going to cost you 41 points off of your credit score. It's going to cost you 41 points. So your perfect score of 850 cannot be any higher than 809. So depending on how you're looking at things, 30% utilization is not necessarily good. the next bracket is going to be what's considered fair, but what I would like to call a C. Anything between 30% and 50%, that is now going to chew up 83 points off of your credit score, making it so now your score cannot be any higher than 768. If everything else is perfect, but you are using between 50 and 75% of your overall credit, correction, between 30 and 50% of your overall credit, your credit score cannot be any higher than 768. If you are using between 50 and 75% of your overall credit, you are scoring a D, and that's costing you 124 points off of your credit. And if you use more than 75% of your total credit card utilization, so if you have $10,000 in available credit, but you have spent over $7,500 on that card, you have a balance of over $7,500 on that card, you are failing in the credit card utilization category, and that is going to cost you 165 points off of your credit score, making it so that your credit score cannot be any higher than 685. So keep in mind that these two factors have a huge, huge, huge impact. They impact over 65% of your total credit score. Be sure to tune in next week when we will go over more of the credit factors that affect your credit score, and visit us online anytime at jdtownsend.com.